Case number 9531, Ashley Manor LLC, north of Road 382, 1,250 feet east of Road 381, within Ashley Manor Development, special exception placing manufactured home type structure as a sales office.
No, it's not.
Name and address.
Lincoln Davis, I reside at 29873 Sawmill Drive in Dagsboro.
You swear testimony about to give your own professional?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Lincoln Davis, Director of Land Development for Beazer Homes Corporation. We are seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as a temporary sales office within our Ashley Manor development. We will be using the existing farm entrance to access the trailer, which is located here on Route 20. While the future permanent entrance to its right is being constructed. In the future, we will be using one of the homes within Building 25 as a model home. And until that model home is ready, we request that this board permit us to conduct sales from a 10-foot by 56-foot manufactured sales trailer. As shown on the plan, which was submitted with the application, there is a gravel parking area immediately in front of the trailer, and we plan on landscaping the immediate area attractively. The trailer is located on the corner of a pad which will be used to construct Building 9 in the future. And we request that the sales trailer be permitted to stay on site for 15 months or through September 30th, 2007, allowing us to construct, decorate, furnish, and outfit the model home. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
This mobile will be an office type structure with no kitchen?
No kitchen, sir.
What year is it?
Pardon me?
What year model is it? Do you know?
It's a used trailer, probably 2 or 3 years old, so perhaps 2002, 2003, somewhere in there.
Okay.
We'll be transporting it from our painter's mill project.
And you feel a year and a half?
Excuse me?
You feel a year and a half will be sufficient?
That's more than enough, sir. We asked for 15 months.
Okay.
September 30th, 2007 would be ideal.
Okay. All right, sir. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm assuming you'll landscape it.
Excuse me?
You'll landscape around it?
That's correct. Mulch beds and some kind of evergreen shrubbery.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You have two. Okay. Sir, do you wish to come up? Please be sworn in. Sir, you can sit down.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in opposition that would like to come up at this time? Please come up now and be sworn in. Do we have two in opposition?
Just
at one. Okay. Thank you.
Name and address. George McElhaney, 36314 Old Mill Pond Road, Selbyville.
Okay. You start testimony about the gift, your correct personal?
I do. I'm a resident of Mill Creek Acres, which is adjacent to the proposed development. And while I indicated an objection to the trailer, that's not completely true, really. Our questions are, since this project was approved probably five and a half years ago, we just wanted to be assured that there were no changes in the density or the setbacks that were included in the original proposal. We have not heard of anything through official channels. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking basically for information. Speaking on my own behalf and not necessarily on behalf of the association, which I'm an officer, but if there have been no changes in density or setbacks that we understand were approved in December of 98, I personally wouldn't have any objections to the trailer, particularly with the short time frame that's involved. I just, as I say, our concerns are the status of the project in general.
Well, this board doesn't have anything to do with the density or the setback. That was the planning and zoning then through the council. We have nothing to do with that.
Well, I'm merely looking for information, and I think it would be prudent to have that information before we cast a vote, or anyone cast a vote.
If there was a change in setback, it would have to come before this board to be approved. And to my knowledge, I don't know.
That's what I'm looking for.
As far as density, it's
135 units is what I believe was the.
It's once the subdivision has been approved, it's not typical.
I'd be happy to address the board, or I could meet separately with this gentleman.
Yeah, well, let Mr. Mills finish. You finish telling him.
If there was a change in density, which is not typical, then it would go before planning and zoning board, not having anything to do with us.
Yeah.
But we can ask the gentleman your questions, and he can answer
okay.
that.
As I say, the setback is, as I recall, between our property and this new property, I believe, was 35 feet.
Have you seen their site map?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you look at that while we ask this gentleman the questions then?
Yes, sir.
Can you answer his questions?
The density as planned for the project now is 95 condominium townhouses.
Okay, as opposed to what was original?
I believe.
He had suggested 135, but.
That may have been the original proposal, I'm not sure.
That number is before my time.
Okay.
It's been 95 as long as I've known it.
Okay. And setback requirements, you're anticipating meeting all those?
We're complying with planning and zoning regulations and all the review agencies are commenting and adjusting the plan as we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
sir,
you,
given
sir.
That, are you opposed?
Well, I see a setback line here, but I'm can't really determine from the scale here just what that would be. 35 feet is what we were told at back in 98 is what it would be. And if that's complied with, then I said I wouldn't have any objections.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion that we approve case number 9531 for the office trailer as described by the applicant.
And for a period of?
For a period of 15 months.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9531 for a period of 15 months. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.